Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
You're listening to Lucy Kellaway's podcast from the Financial Times.
Which word is more useful to successful people? Yes or no? I realise the question sounds moronic. Both words are useful, it depends on what's being asked. Yet if I think of the questions put to me in the past 24 hours, a pattern starts to emerge. Are you free for lunch with a client of mine in September? In that case, how about a coffee with him at some point in 2008? Have you read my email? Can I get my belly button pierced? Can I stay up and watch Big Brother? The answers to these questions are no, 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 and no, respectively. The only question that I've answered yes to in the last few hours was, would you like a Diet Coke from the vending machine? For people in any position of authority, the ability to say no is the most important skill there is. All good parents must say it often. So must all good managers. No, you can't have a pay rise. No, you can't be promoted. No, you can't travel club class. No, we are not going to an off-site workshop to discuss living our core values. Of course, managers have to be able to say yes too, otherwise their organisations would shrivel up and die. But no is the norm, the basic rule, while yes is for special occasions. Yes, you can have a pay rise. Yes, your idea is brilliant. Put like this, it sounds banal, though actually it's heresy. An illogical love of yes is the basis for all modern management thought. The ideal modern manager is meant to be enabling, empowering, encouraging and nurturing, which means that his default position must be yes. By contrast, no is considered demotivating, uncreative and a thoroughly bad thing. Even sensible managers claim to support this view. Alan Layton, who is chairman of Royal Mail, is boldly saying no to the demands of workers, who in return are responding by saying no to delivering my mail. He professes to believe in yes. At a recent breakfast, he was heard sneering at the incredible no man and business prevention units. A visit to Amazon.com confirms how widespread the yes cult is. There are many basic titles: yes, getting to yes, the power of yes, and the answer to how is yes. For mathematical minds, there is three steps to yes and the sevenfold yes. And for religious ones, there's God said yes and finding your greater yes. For rougher tastes, there's fuck yes. Well, for specialist audience, the choice is limitless, including, oh yes, you can breastfeed twins. By contrast, the no offering is thin and the titles are apologetic. The power of a positive no. Unfortunately, it isn't a positive no we're after. We need to know how to say a negative no with confidence. Last week, I was sent a book with a plain white cover and the word no on the front in huge black type. Underneath, it said, the only negotiating system you need for work and home. Hooray, I thought. Maybe no is about to make a comeback. Alas, on closer inspection, the book turned out to be a negotiation manual, of which there are far too many already. The paucity of advice on saying no is particularly bad when you consider how hard the word is to say. By contrast, yes is a doddle, as it's usually what the other person wants to hear. In fact, I should probably come clean and say that I haven't just said five no's this week. I didn't say no to the 2008 coffee, as I couldn't face being quite that blunt. Instead, I failed to reply at all. And as for the Big Brother request, what I actually said was, no, no, I said no, no. Oh, for Christ's sake, all right then, do what the hell you like, just stop making that horrible noise. So-and-so and so-and-so are the proud parents of a baby girl, still nameless, who arrived on deadline at 4:51 a.m., weighing in at 8 pounds, 15 ounces. Mother tired but happy. The delivery of every office baby is marked by the delivery of an office email that is long on exclamation marks, lame puns, and inessential detail, but is quite nice nevertheless. Last week, the baby email took a less nice twist when the chief executive of Visi Media, a Californian agency, emailed his entire contacts book to tell them that his number two had had a baby. After the regulation detail, he added, "Our industry is often really hectic, a bit selfish at times, so it's good for our souls to perhaps turn to something that will allow us to point ourselves in the right direction. A new child into this world is one of those occasions." This CEO needs to learn how to say no. No to cluttering up the inboxes of strangers. No to spiritual spam. No to the faulty logic that the birth of a child to someone we don't know points our souls in any direction at all, let alone the right one. The only thing to be said in his defence is that he did say no to the most regrettable new trend in office baby email, to attach a digital photo of mother and baby sweaty and shattered minutes after the delivery, a sight that used not even to be deemed fit for the baby's father, let alone his entire office.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.